Blog Talk Radio.
The boat and its passengers appear to be part of an attempted smuggling operation. This is the second Panga boat rescue off the coast of San Diego this week. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
It's Mattress Firm's best Memorial Day sale ever. Save up to $500 on our best brands when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699. Or save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. Shop America's best brands confidently with our low price guarantees. Hurry into Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Not at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see a 30% chance of showers mainly before 3 o'clock today, then gradually becoming mostly sunny later on this afternoon. High temperatures around 62, 63 degrees. We also have a little bit of wind out of the south to southwest at 7 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures dropping down about 47 for Friday. And for Saturday, more sunshine expected. High temperatures around 68, 69. Mostly clear skies in the evening, lows down to about 49, 50. Clouds and slight rain showers returning for Sunday.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seat, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Look, this is, again, we're reaching a day where we get to honor and honor and honor all of those that have come before, that have made this land a safe place for all of us. And one of the organizations that has been out front throughout COVID-19, throughout the pandemic, has been on the front lines is the American Legion. And what I want to say is, the National American Legion. Being a kid that grew up in the Bronx, I know quite a bit about the American Legion, and I marched in a few of those parades. But here today, Commander Bill Oxford is joining us. He continues to lead the nation's largest veterans organization. But today is a special, very special message. And there are symbols we want you to recognize, and we hope you will honor, because we are talking about addressing things that are so near and dear to many of us, especially somebody like me who has a family of people that have served in the military. Commander, it's great to have you here, and this is a powerful message today, and I want to talk about the message that we need to address some of the issues that you all are focusing on. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Dr. Patty. It's an honor and privilege to be here and represent the 3 million members of our American Legion family.
You and for as long as I can remember, and I go back a lot of years, you know, my family, folks in my family have served, both men and women have served. So American Legion is not a foreign name to me, but you all have done much more than people know, and that's what I want to talk about today. You know, talk about what are the leading issues for you that are out there and what you're taking on right now and need some legislation to get put in place.
Well, thanks, Dr. Pat. That's a great lead-in. We are constantly looking and evaluating and processing the needs for veterans' rights and benefits. Some of the priorities right now that we're looking at, and we had a great relationship with the previous administration, the previous VA.
Yep.
We're in the process of developing those relationships now with the current administration and the current Congress. But veteran suicide is one of those priorities that it's just a current crisis. We still have 20 veterans a day taking their own lives, and we continue to look at and evaluate and process a system to address and eliminate or reduce that 20 veterans a day. We are always looking at ways to address that issue because there's so many things that affect that. It might be homelessness. It might be financial. It might be medical. It might be legal. It might be personal. But all of those things, and you in your profession understand that. But it's just a way we need to continue to address and make sure we look at ways to reduce or eliminate veteran suicide. Another one of those things on the horizon is visas for the interpreters who have helped and assisted us in Afghanistan and Iraq. Those heroes in their country are facing significant issues and dangers now. And if we have a way that we can help or address if they want to come to the United States, we need to make sure those visas are put on the face track and they get the opportunity to survive those dangers.
Yeah, I want to just stop for a minute because, you know, one of the things I want to make sure that folks know is that a lot of the things you're talking about, we pretty much take for granted. We already think there's so much being done. And I've worked with the VA here. I've worked with Congress people here in the past. And what I've learned, Commander, is that the public does not know what it does not know about what we're pretty much fighting for, you know, our service people.
Well, I think that's part of our mission. We've got to provide the focus and the visibility of these issues and continue to address them. We have our abilities to address Congress and the administration specifically, but you're right, many people don't understand and see those efforts and realize the issues that might be facing veterans today.
Mm. You know, I want to ask you this question. I want to talk about some of these other things because, you know, I know on the outside, I know what has been going on with trying to encourage Americans, especially military, especially ex-military, you know, to have a conversation about the vaccination and what the effect of COVID-19 has been. Can you please talk to the point about how COVID-19 has affected abilities us to get things like harmful effects of toxic exposures and things like that that have really hurt our veterans? You know, how has COVID-19 either helped raise awareness to the issues and also more importantly, you know, lay down a foundation to say, wait a minute, you've got to take care of these folks?
Absolutely. First of all, I'd like to let everybody know I've had my vaccines, and the Legion supports those vaccines. It's proven that the vaccine saved lives, so we would encourage every veteran and every member of society to consider those vaccines. If we think about last year, the American Legion was not able to do many things. We had many cancellations, events that did not happen, but this year, we're starting to see a lot of things come back. I think we've seen the light at the end of the tunnel. Things are improving. We still got Legion posts out there doing great things. And in fact, we've had Legion posts that have become vaccination sites and also provided space for the VA to operate. So we are still there. And the COVID pandemic has caused some issues, but the vaccine has provided some hope. So we would encourage everybody to get the vaccine.
You know, there are so many more things that I want us to talk about here today. Let's talk about Afghanistan and Iraq for a minute, if we could. You know, this is something that's in the headlines, but I want to talk about this for a minute from the perspective of where you stand, because we don't hear from folks like you, Commander. Can you talk to that?
Well, let me start out by saying the American Legion is absolutely, totally, 100% in favor of eradicating terrorism. But our intent was to provide the support for countries to set up their own military and infrastructures. If America's threatened, we need to respond as strongly as possible.
Yep.
But we've also got to realize we've been in these forever wars for many years. We've got people fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq who were born after 9/11.
Yeah.
So that gives us an idea about our original objectives. We need to remove terrorist regimes, but it's time to end those forever wars and bring those servicemen home.
You know, this really brings me to another thing that is very near and dear to me, and that is support for our veterans. And I want to talk about what kind of support we're putting on the table here and what we need to have in front of us to really make sure that our veterans are taken care of for life. How do we take care of things like I've lost people close to me from mental illness that have served? How do we get this, I don't even want to say handled, but it is something that is so important and it doesn't get enough press time.
I think you're correct. The VA is the best medical care that we have out there. We encourage the VA to provide the medical and mental help benefits that veterans need. So we've got to make sure the VA is aware of those issues and continue to support fully funding the VA as far as those medical and mental health issues are concerned.
Now, look, you all are doing a lot, and people are going to want to know more. I still have a couple of other things to talk with you about, but before we keep rolling here, I want to make sure that folks know, if you're listening to this and you have people that might be saying, I want to be part of that, I want to know more about, you know, what the commander is talking about, where can they go for that information, Commander?
Well, Dr. Pat, the best place to do that is your local Legion post. We've got 13,000 posts across the world. Your local town or community normally has a Legion post, so start at your local Legion post. If that doesn't work, then every department has a website. And if that doesn't work, then the national website at legion.org is on the World Wide Web. We're also out there on Facebook, Twitter, and the other social media sites. So check us out. There's a lot of information out there.
Okay. You know, and but by the way, just type it into search and a lot of things will come up. Look, there are many things associated with veterans, you know, everything from poppies to the 100 Miles for Hope. I want to talk about the 100 Miles for Hope because I don't think folks know about that.
Okay. We created the 100 Miles for Hope Challenge last year, and it was a way to encourage members of the Legion family to get outside, get some exercise, some fresh air, maybe get a little bit healthier, maybe lose a little weight. But it was a way to get people out from under the COVID pandemic. And it was just the idea was to go out and do 100 miles over a period of about 3 months and get a little bit healthier. But one of the others of that, we raised some money for our Veterans and Children's Foundation. Our Veterans and Children's Foundation funds a lot of the activities that we support, our Temporary Financial Assistance Fund, our National Emergency Fund, Training Service Officers, and some other things. But the 100 Mile Fruit Challenge, it was a win-win. Get the members of our family outside for some exercise and raise some money for our Veterans and Children's Foundation.
You know, I know this time is short with us, and Commander, I want to really just turn the microphone over to you right now just to make sure that we know what the real issues are. What else did we not talk about that you'd like to mention?
Well, I would encourage every veteran to join a veteran service organization. It helps you help us help you. And joining the Veterans Service Organization, get your voice counted. It gives us the opportunity to help you. And we'd love and encourage every veteran to become part of the American Legion or a family member to become part of our auxiliary or the Sons of the American Legion, but encourage every veteran to become part of a veteran service organization. You'll benefit from it.
Commander, thank you so much for getting out there. And really, as my police chief cousin used to say, for pounding a beat on this. Thank you so much for doing that, sir.
Dr. Patty, it's a privilege and an honor to represent our American Legion family, so thank you for the invitation.
You betcha. Hey, everybody, as we said before, go to legion.org or you can Google this. Well, let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to another great good news segment. Shining a light on celiac disease. Let me say that again. Shining a light on celiac disease. Look, over my lifetime and my healing journey, I got to understand a lot about what it means to have a gluten-free lifestyle. And this is one of those situations for me and so many of you, we don't know what we don't know about that. That's why Dr. Francisco Leon is joining me here today, celiac disease thought leader, chief scientific officer, and co-founder of Prevention Bio. Now look, where do we begin? I'll tell you where we begin. We begin by taking the end in mind. What is the state of affairs? Dr. Leon, let's talk about this because, you know, when I started my healing journey, this idea of gluten-free, this idea of, you know, having something go on like celiac, it was not known. And I'm not talking about 20 years ago. I'm talking a short time. Tell us what the state of affairs is with celiac disease.
Yes, Dr. Pat, you're very right. Celiac has been greatly misunderstood and awareness has been lagging. A lot of people, celiac disease is an allergy to wheat.
Right.
And allergy to wheat exists, but that's not celiac. Allergy to wheat is very rare. It gives you hives like peanut allergy. But in this case, we're talking about a true autoimmune disease. When the immune system reacts against your body, just like in multiple sclerosis in the brain or arthritis in the joint, in this case, there is a trigger, which is gluten, that results in the destruction of your own gut by your immune system. And that autoimmune disorder requires complete avoidance of gluten in the diet. 100%, because if not, you will have complications, lifelong issues. So the gluten-free diet is so important. The problem is, in America today, it's almost impossible to do a complete gluten-free diet in practice. Gluten is everywhere.
Yes. I want to talk to you about that because one of the things that you discover when you step into this world is you discover there is so much you don't know. And what I mean by that, Dr. Leon, what I mean by that is we don't know that when you take something off the shelf from a grocery store, that there is something in there that we call gluten, and yet it doesn't say gluten. Can you talk about where we are with people that have celiac disease and what their exposure is right now if they're not careful?
Yeah, that's such a good observation, Dr. Pat, because as you say, not all food products are properly labeled. The celiac patients have to learn to read labels. They need to learn by heart which products, which excipient contain gluten and select the right products for them. But there are many, many challenges around this. First, what's called gluten-free might contain gluten legally. So even if a product says gluten-free, legally it could have up to 20 parts per million of gluten in it. So it may not be entirely gluten-free. Another issue is the cross-contamination. You go to a restaurant and you order gluten-free food,
yep,
but it's been baked or cooked in a pan that contains, before a gluten-containing product, now that's contaminated, it's going to make a celiac patient. The use of cosmetics, if you have gluten-containing lipstick, most lipstick contains gluten. The toothpaste contains gluten.
Wow.
Licking an envelope will make you sick.
Wow.
Because the glue in the envelope contains gluten. Or if you take medicine, if you're taking Tylenol, if you're taking any medication over-the-counter or prescription medication, most of them contain gluten. So at the end of the day, in America, half of all patients with celiac disease on a gluten-free diet are getting exposed to gluten. And that's why we need additional solutions for those patients.
Yeah. This is so important. Let me just say this to you, and I would love for you to comment on it. challenges. And let's talk about misconceptions. And I want to get right to this. You know, how many times have people said, you know, look, don't worry about it. There's only a little bit of flour in that. That's not going to hurt you. Or how about this one? I come from a very interesting medical and Mediterranean and, you know, South American background, as I recently found out. And, you know, here's the thing. You go and you order a pizza and you say, give me the gluten-free crust, but that pizza is cooked in the same oven as every other pizza. And people would say, well, that's okay. It's really not a lot of flour, or it's not a lot of gluten. It's not a lot. Tell us about the difference between having an allergy and somebody that has celiac, because even not a lot could be a real problem, right?
Yes, so you're right. It's very confusing because gluten can cause three different diseases. On one hand, you have the true allergy. That's easy to identify. You get hives like in a real allergy. That's very uncommon, very infrequent. The second is celiac, a true autoimmune disease, where even the tiniest amount of gluten will lead to chronic, slow-burning inflammation of the gut. Then there's a third disease, something called gluten intolerance, which is also immune, but not autoimmune. But you have gut symptoms, but you don't have destruction of your own organs. So here's the problem. It's very difficult to distinguish between these three diseases unless you do a blood test that distinguishes between celiac and the rest. And the problem is people with gluten intolerance can tolerate a little bit of gluten.
Mm-hmm.
And people with celiac sometimes are put in the same bag, like, oh, you can tolerate a little bit of gluten. But that's not true. If you have true celiac, you have to be religious about avoiding gluten. And that's where patients, unfortunately, get into a lot of social interactions that go south. They end up developing a lot of psychological problems, anxiety, depression, and restricting their social life. And in addition, gluten itself causes called the brain fog, due to release of inflammatory mediators into the brain, from the gut to the brain. So it's really a major problem, and we just need to work towards finding additional solutions for patients, because the current status is not acceptable.
So let's take a minute. I mean, there's a lot we're talking about here today, Doctor. Let's take a minute. How do people find out more about this? Let's talk about, you know, where people can go for help.
So first, try a patient support group website. They're very good patient support groups. For example, celiac.org. That would be a place to start. And if you want to learn more about research,
mm-hmm.
for example, our company, we have an investigation on medication for celiac disease.
Mm-hmm.
We have our own website. It's called proactiveceliac.com. for our clinical study. So those would be a couple websites where you can get information.
I want to ask you this next question, because I want to be really clear about what happens to people with celiac disease if they have accidental exposure to gluten. Let's talk about what their body does, how their body reacts to this, because many people don't realize it. You know, they think, just like you talked about before, it's more like an allergy. But when you're talking about an autoimmune condition, that has systemic effect. Can you talk to that?
I'm glad you mentioned that, because you're right. Systemic disease, and that means it can affect any organ in the body. And physicians refer to celiac as the great chameleon because it can mimic any disease. So when gluten interacts with the gut immune system, the first thing that happens is gut inflammation. That leads to intestinal disease, abdominal pain, diarrhea, bloating, gas. But only a fraction of patients have these symptoms. Other patients don't have gastrointestinal disease. They go straight to their systemic complications. They have skin disease, rash. They can have infertility, inability to conceive children. They can have neurological damage, both peripheral neuropathy, so pain in the legs, or brain. They can have anemia due to the malabsorption of nutrients. There is very frequently anemia that leads to fatigue. That's one of the most common symptoms. People with celiac disease feel tired. And when they feel tired, sometimes they think that's just normal. It's not normal. If you have celiac and you're tired, it means you're getting gluten in your diet. You shouldn't accept tiredness as part of your life. So that's when they need to do more digging, more research. Where is the gluten coming in?
You know, I know you've got to run, and you're bringing a very powerful message, but you're also bringing a solution. Tell us a little bit about the research, because research is so important to really understand what's going on and what we can learn about this and about the clinical trials.
Yeah, so I know you're in Seattle, and actually two of the top scientists doing this work for decades are actually Seattle scientists, Dr. Wayne Tsuji, Dr. Eric Butz in Seattle. They researched this molecule called interleukin-15. And interleukin-15 is a bad actor in celiac. It gets produced in response to gluten consumption, and it activates the immune system. So what we have is a drug that blocks interleukin-15. It's called PRV-15 because of that reason. And PRV-15 is an investigational therapy for the prevention of the activation of the immune system by gluten, which is now in phase 2B, one of the final stages of development. We're hoping that our current clinical trial, the proactive study, will show the drug is safe and effective, and if that's the case, we can move into phase 3.
Again, thank you. I mean, look, thank you for joining me here today, but more importantly, thank you so much for all that you're doing, and thank you for the work that you've brought forward for all of us. If you don't mind, please tell folks one more time how they can find out more about this research and how they can get help for themselves.
Yes, thanks to you, Dr. Pat, for raising awareness. And for anyone interested, please go to proactiveceliac.com.
Thank you so much, Dr. Leon. Thank you for bringing a level of awareness about this for people that have had to really explain to so many others that, no, it's not an allergy. This is something that affects me really deeply. And thank you for also helping take the stigma out of this for so many people that are suffering. Thank you so much for the solution.
Thank you.
All right, let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back. We're back in that jazz mood, aren't we? I don't know. What happened to the rap music, Benny?
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Thank you, Benny.
I like it.
You're welcome.
I'm going to leave that in my car.
Boy, I got to have me some bass something now. I'm telling you. Hey, everybody. Welcome. I'm Dr. Pat, and welcome to our Good News segment. You know, we started these segments a number of years ago, and what I've found is there are so many people doing good things in the world. You know, today, Stephen Preston is joining me here today, President and CEO, Goodwill Industries International. And this particular conversation is about what do I do when we partner for the greater good? What do we do when we partner? What happens when we rise together? What do you think it means to be part of something where we're all rising together? This is a fantastic coalition. Empowerment is one aspect of it, but more importantly, it is helping us guide people to the careers they want to do good in the world. Stephen, it's great to have you here. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Look, the pandemic has caused so many people financial hardship, and it has caused us to rethink just about everything. But what it has revealed is what's happening on a disproportionate way, and this is across the board. You know, in particular for me, I'm watching what's happening to women, and we're looking at how do we come together to provide something where everyone gets to rise together. Everyone gets to do what you are doing. Tell us about what hit you hardest to have you rise up to create this.
Yeah. Well, you know, many of your listeners may not realize that Goodwill is the largest provider of job training and job placement services in the nonprofit sector. So we have job centers all around the country. We've been doing it for over 100 years. And at a time when so many people have lost their jobs and need support in finding that next job, our services are particularly important. And what we found was, yeah, even though we work with over a million people a year in that journey, we believe that by bringing major corporations together to help us expand the support we give could be good for everybody. And so this coalition does a number of things. You know, it helps us provide more training, more relevant training to people around the country in areas like digital skills or IT training or healthcare skills. It's giving us better support in the actual job search process. You know, the largest provider of job search services in the world is Indeed.com.
Yep.
They are now our partner. You can get right into an Indeed search on the Goodwill.org website. You can get help with resume writing. You could take assessments to figure out what jobs you qualify for. And Lyft is a partner that said, hey, we're going to help people get transportation to interviews, to that first job until they can get back on their feet. So these are all areas that actually are expanding what we can do as Goodwill by tapping into the capabilities of these large corporate partners.
You know, what I love about this, and Stephen, it's so great to have you here. What I love about this is that this idea of partnership is so important. When we decided to launch a network 11 years ago, it was really founded on the backbone of creating enormous partnership with people that had a positive messages, other networks, you know, other subsidiaries, you know, reaching out to them and saying, hey, do you want to support this? I wonder why we don't partner more often.
You know, it's so important because everybody brings something different to the table.
Yeah.
And if we lock arms and do it together, we provide a much broader form of support and more support to people who need it.
Yeah. I want to talk about what you're doing and how you're focusing on a disproportionate amount of our population and culture. I've done a number of shows now on the impact of women in the pandemic, and I think we're just on the tip of the iceberg. And then when you really break that down to women and people of color, you really have something going on here that we need to talk more about. What did you discover?
Well, in this pandemic, you know, people have been disproportionately hit if they're people of color or women. And it aligns in a lot of ways with the professions that have been hardest hit, hospitality, travel, many of the direct services out there. And not only were they hit hardest up front, but even as jobs are coming back, we're seeing that persist. And women have the added challenge with the fact that they're often the primary caregiver for their children and often for their other members of their family who are having challenges. And it's been very difficult, even if a job opportunity comes up, for women to free themselves of those responsibilities. And as a result, it's so important for us to be able to support women with training and development to find jobs that are suited to their circumstances and so they can manage all these complexities, because it's been very difficult for them. The other thing that's happened, which is really concerning, is that even before COVID, we saw a strong trend toward automation, more digital skills requirement, that type of thing. That's not concerning of itself. In a lot of ways, that can be good for our economy.
Yeah.
But what we also found was people weren't getting the skills that they needed to compete for those new jobs that were emerging. So people in many of the groups you just mentioned were stuck in the lower paying jobs. They didn't have the skills to compete for those better jobs. And COVID has accelerated that. Companies have said, we're automating faster. We are requiring technology skills faster. We're using digital faster. And so the jobs that are being created have kind of run away from people who need them. So you've got, you know, these significant employers that are hiring for these skills and people who need the jobs but don't have the skills to compete for those jobs. And that's the bridge we're trying to build and have been, you know, for many years, but increasingly trying to bridge through Goodwill and its coalition partners.
You know, this is, for me, having this conversation with you and literally talking about rising together. I love that phrase, by the way. I love that term. First of all, let's let folks know how they can get involved. What's the best website to take people to, and how do they get involved in what you're doing?
So the best place to get involved in the coalition is just to go to goodwill.org. Goodwill.org, that's our national website. There'll be a banner there that you can click right into, and if you want to engage in this coalition, you can go in there. You can also find a tab if you're a job seeker where you can take online classes. You can find a job in your local market through our partnership with Indeed or get other support. The other thing you can do is if you want to connect with people locally and you're ready to do that in the Seattle area, we've got a website, seattle.org, seattlegoodwill.org, seattlegoodwill.org. And in the Tacoma area, goodwillwa.org. Mm-hmm. And there you can connect with those local job centers, the people who lead the local operations. So either place you can go. Actually, if you go to the goodwill.org, you can type in, you know, your zip code, and we'll get you to those places as well. So a lot of places to get that support.
Yeah. So, Stephen, I uncovered a dilemma, and I want to talk to you about it, and then let's dive deeper into what your vision is. Here is a little dilemma I discovered in my state, and this is not for every state, Washington State. You know, there are a lot of businesses now that are not able to bring people back to what we call regular employment, right? But they aren't willing to bring them back to a contract position. For whatever reason, the economies of things, you know, there's so many layers to this. They need to work. So this is a temporary situation as I see it. When people and businesses get on their feet, you know, we'll go in a new direction. But the dilemma in my state is if you hire at a contract level, you're not allowed to train them. The minute you train people or try to enhance their skills, the government please says, oh, no, they have to be regular. So what businesses do is they let them go. This has got to change. We've got to be able to train people, teach people skills if we're willing to teach them skills, groom them, regardless of what their status is. And this is just one layer of the challenges. You all are stepping forward and saying, we're going to provide solutions here. We're going to make sure that by a particular year, we've got a vision and we've got a goal. But we really do need to rise together to make sure that we're able to give people the skill sets they need. What are you doing to do that?
Yeah, well, it's a crying shame when somebody needs a job and wants a job and is ready but can't get the basic skills they need to be
right.
Able to perform. And sometimes what we're doing is we're delivering those relevant skills. You know, we provided, over the last 3 years, nearly 200,000 people found jobs after going through our digital training programs. Those are jobs that they didn't have access to before because they didn't have relevant skills. And these aren't necessarily jobs where you become an IT professional. You may need basic digital skills for any number of jobs.
Exactly.
So we're trying to make sure that in those circumstances that you mentioned, if there are targeted skills that people need, they're able to get them through Goodwill or through our partners. We actually have partnerships with 150 community colleges around the country where when people come to us, we can connect them with other providers if we don't. So we don't need, as we were talking about before, one of the great things about the coalitions is you don't need to do anything, everything on yourself, but if you can come to us and we can help you find the right place, we'll do that as well. And there are a lot of people out there trying to solve these problems.
You know, I love what you're doing at so many levels because, first of all, you're not saying this is a program for people 18 to 22. You're saying this is for everyone. But I especially am drawn to your awareness of what is going on with women, but even more importantly, women of color. You know, you're not shying away from this situation, and apparently you're on the forefront of it. Were you shocked to see some of the statistics and numbers around this?
Yes. I think this particular disaster was unlike any we'd seen, and it had, we all felt it in some way, but when you saw the concentrated impact of people of color and women, it was something that just was really astounding when we saw the statistics. And, thankfully, many people were tracking those things, so we understood it. And for us, nearly 60% of the people we serve are people of color. Mm-hmm. We serve a lot of women, both in our traditional programs and targeted programs for women. And so it helped us realize we really needed to get back in business pretty quickly. And one of the things we've done in your neck of the woods in Seattle and Tacoma is we pivoted very quickly to online services, and we pivoted very quickly to virtual services so people could reach us through their computer, get the counseling, the support, the training they needed without coming into a physical center because we didn't want to put them at risk. So, it was a powerful impact on very specific populations, and we realized we had to make sure that we continued to support it in a creative way so people could get the help they needed.
I want to jump to, I know we've got a few minutes left, I want to jump to one of my favorite conversations. And I've been doing the Dr. Pat Show for 17 years. And way back, we started to really look at what we used to call the Green Channel. We are now at a position to expand our network. And one of the channels that we are going to expand to is Green Talk. Because if we're not talking about sustainability, I don't know what we're talking about. Tell me about your passion for looking at sustainable and sustainable jobs.
Oh, my gosh. So, one of the things we don't talk enough about, frankly, is the fact that we keep nearly 5 billion pounds of things out of landfills. And the other thing is the textile industry is one of the largest polluters in the world and one of the most challenging for the environment. The massive use of water, the plastics that end up in our oceans, the use of chemicals, it's really astounding. And fast fashion has taken that forward even more. And so, a wonderful trend that we're seeing in our country is people's interest in buying resale, both because they can find interesting outfits and they can usually get things at a very good price, and they're interested in sustainability. So as we expand, the resale economy expands, and the other thing we're doing is we're working with creative technologies on the recycling side for things that don't sell. And hopefully, not too far down the road, we'll actually be a destination for people to bring things that may not qualify for resale, but we can put it into a more forward-looking, sophisticated recycling channel. So we're huge players in the resale economy.
Look, here we are, and we know we've got to partner with some of the Fortune 50, Fortune 100 companies, and you've already done so much of that. Business leaders really need to get involved in this, and I want to ask you this question. What goals have you set to say, look, these are the partners we're going to bring in. These are the partners we want to work with. And this is what we expect by the end of ... year.
Well, we've targeted together in this announcement to place a million people in jobs over the five-year period with these coalition partners. I'm confident, I'm very hopeful that we'll actually beat that number, and I think the more coalition partners we can bring in, the more impactful we'll be. And those coalition partners can provide funding because they're large corporations. They can provide job opportunities. We're already beginning to partner with people in local markets about expanding their hiring through Goodwill. They can provide unique support that they have, like, you know, Google supporting our digital skills training or Indeed supporting our job placement capability,
right?
Because these are huge engines in these marketplaces and they're terrific partners. And so we think we'll be able to support more people getting into better jobs through these coalitions. And for this particular campaign, we've set 1 million jobs as our number.
Yeah, I'm so impressed by what Indeed has been able to do in such a short period of time. You know, for us, they're one of our go-tos, you know, for employment. We have an opening right now. Actually, we have two. I want to thank you for joining me here today. I'd like to know your personal message and, again, that website. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you so much. Goodwill.org to find out about Rising Together, to find a job, to get skills, and you can actually type in your zip code and that'll get you to the services in your local market, or go directly to Seattle or goodwill.org or goodwillwa.org.
And I encourage all of you to please look at this, whether it's for yourself or for another person, please pay this forward. Stephen, thank you so much for all you're doing.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
Your inspiration all day on transformation.radio.com.
Hey everyone, welcome. Dr. Hillary Norton joining me here today, rheumatologist. Dr. Norton, thank you so much for today. Let's start with you. The question, could my back pain be something more?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Pat. As you know, back pain is common, and most people have back pain at some point in their lives, but we are talking about something called axSpA, which is an inflammatory arthritis of the spine. So axSpA is a chronic inflammatory disease. Left untreated, it can cause irreversible damage to the spine. This is different than common mechanical back pain. This pain usually begins when people are in their 20s or even earlier, and this never goes away because it's a chronic disease. So symptoms may come and go early on, but they progress. So this kind of inflammatory back pain gets better with activity, and it gets worse with rest. So people will have pain at night, often in the second half of the night, even causing you to have to get up out of bed and walk around. There's a lot of morning stiffness. Fatigue is very common with this disease. And we think that at least 1.7 million people have this, although it's underdiagnosed and many people go through years of delay in diagnosis. And that's why Jill and I are collaborating with Novartis to try to raise awareness for this disease.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of the questions I was going to ask you, because it's the kind of thing that you could see being seriously underrepresented in statistics.
It is. We are both patients, and we both experience this common delay in diagnosis. So we're very passionate about getting the word out so that other patients don't have this long delay in diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're working on the Monster Pain in the AS.com campaign. There's a website where people can go and they can take a three-minute quiz to find out if their back pain is inflammatory. And if it is, they can get connected with a rheumatologist.
I love that you're talking about that. Thank you, doctor. I want to go to you, Jill, for a minute. Jill, one of the things that I want to talk with you about is we are busy, busy, busy. But in the busyness, did you ever think that there was something more to your back pain? How did this journey begin for you?
So my journey really started, Dr. Pat, as a teenager. I had some unexplained back pain. You know, when you're 18 years old and you throw your back out, it's common. That continued into my 20s and 30s and became more severe as time went on. It really
hit a tipping point in 2011. At the time, I was working full-time, traveling a lot for work, kind of being the busy mom, right? I had two small children. And one morning, I slipped on ice and injured my back in minutes. And from there, I just never got better, and it got more severe. I saw multiple providers. I saw orthopedists, physical therapists, naturopaths. I was diagnosed at one point with fibromyalgia. And by then, I was severely in pain. I quit my job. I was not able to pick up my children, so I had no choice but to address it. Finally, I was referred to a rheumatologist, and she did a full workup, you know, medical history, blood work, and that was a game changer for me. It's so important to begin a treatment plan and understand the disease and then start to take my life back.
And boy, now you're an advocate. That's what I love about the Pay It Forward part of what both of you are doing. Now you're an advocate. You are a champion of getting information so people know what to do. Dr. Hillary, isn't that so important to help people understand, to keep asking the questions so they get to the right place?
Absolutely. It's so important to be educated and informed and keep pushing for a diagnosis. This is why we are so passionate about this campaign and about getting the word out there that this may be inflammatory back pain, which is a treatable condition, and left untreated, it may cause irreversible damage. There are many people out there who have not been diagnosed, so we encourage people to go to the website, get some information, and get connected with a rheumatologist.
Because we're talking, you know, today with Dr. Hillary Norton and Jill, two people that are champions to get this level of awareness out, but up close and personal with this disease. But yet at the same time, if you only knew the questions to ask, if you only knew, well, maybe I should go see a rheumatologist, right? I mean, for each of you, how much of a difference would that make if your message got out to people? Jill, with you first.
Wow, so eczema is something that, you know, can be for some people 7 to 10 years or more. I think ideally for me, I'm energized by giving other people courage to get their own health and get a diagnosis. It is so important to take care of ourselves. And yeah, in our 20s and 30s, we don't think it's anything. It's so important. It can change tomorrow, right? And the quiz at monsterpainintheas.com takes about 3 minutes of your life. And I think it can be a game changer for people. I would love to see or know that someone is able to get a diagnosis or understand what is going on.
And I just want to say this again. Doctor, I want to ask you this question. Is this something that perhaps can show up in an x-ray?
No, it's very relevant. You know, we know that NRxSpa, which is a form that doesn't show up on x-ray, can potentially turn into AS, which does show up on an x-ray. So if left untreated for a long time, it can certainly show up on x-ray. However, it's important to recognize that for a group of patients, their NRxSpa may never progress to brain damage. And so we have to just be very cautious and have a high suspicion of a clinical diagnosis. And we have to recognize the characteristics of inflammatory back pain to be able to make a correct diagnosis.
And let's get back to the blood work for a minute. You know, blood work is extremely important. Are there questions that folks should ask about the blood work?
Well, we generally do a test for a gene called HLA-B27. This has to be interpreted in the right context. It varies based on ethnicity, so we have to interpret that. We will check some other blood tests as well at the time. But HLA-B27 in the right context can really be helpful in terms of the diagnosis.
Where do men fit in this conversation? How common is it, men versus women? What should we know about this?
Well, we traditionally thought this was a disease of men. Even when I was in training, that's what we were taught. And women have historically been overlooked and underdiagnosed. Now that we recognize that there is the form called NRxSpa, we are identifying many more women, and we think it's probably equal. Men and women are both getting this disease. Men are more likely to get AS with radiographic damage, but of course women can get that form as well.
You know, there's so much about this, but I think the main point here is we've got to get people information to help too. You are also active in speaking with people. You're on the board. Tell us about how you went from pain to being somebody that is in the world of champion advocate and taking your time to do this.
So that's a good question. I think a lot of it was started when I started feeling better. It took me a while after I started a treatment plan. And then I woke up one morning in the middle of the night, and I had spent my whole career looking at how processes and systems work in factories. And it hit me that I wasn't looking at my body that way. And when I started looking at my body as a system and really treating it in every area, and I'll just say, you know, mind, body, soul, or however you want to define it, that started to change things for me. And at that point, I was on a medication, had a great treatment plan, was doing all these other things, and started to get my life back. Today, I feel better than I did 20 years ago. And what it did was it inspired me to start working with Spondylitis Association of America in a support group role and starting to talk to people who were newly diagnosed or just needed to be heard. I did some other work talking with newly diagnosed patients through another avenue. And of course, I'm here to talk about my experience. But eventually, I was offered the opportunity to be part of the board of directors of Spondylitis Association of America. And that is quite an honor because you get to spend some time looking at starting and changing the course of the disease. I also get energized by being able to help other people and think that maybe what we're doing today with Novartis is going to change somebody's life. And if we don't get out of bed in the morning for that, I don't know what the reason to get out of the morning is. I really enjoy having the opportunity. I've been very lucky in terms of the disease course for me, and I just want to be able to pay it forward and help someone else get their sicker.
I got to talk to you. This interview is courtesy of Novartis, and we need to really make sure we say that.
Absolutely, and I would just encourage people to go to monsterpaininthe.com for more information. This can really help you to get the correct diagnosis.
Thank you both, but I want to say to both of you, don't give up the fight. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
Hey, and good Thursday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. Starting things off over on I-5 northbound just around Albrell Place, Michigan Street exit, running through the West Seattle Bridge and the I-90. Stop and go issues there. Good thing it'll break free after those downtown Seattle exits and get first day. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, the Mary Jane Mack Show, creating a life of vibrant health. NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Global cases of COVID-19 have reached 165 million. Johns Hopkins University data also shows that as of today, the worldwide number of virus-related deaths is over 3.4 million. The U.S. leads the world with 33 million cases and over 587,000 deaths. India is behind the U.S. with nearly 26 million cases, and the nation has over 287,000 deaths. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Biden administration refuses to admit our southern border is still in crisis.
Now Democrats cannot get control of the crisis that they have stoked. The vice president, supposedly the point person to fix illegal immigration, has yet to even visit the southern border.
Speaking on the floor, the Kentucky Republican said the crisis is still growing and it's unacceptable. McConnell argued the Biden administration has tried to boast that the number of unaccompanied minors has gone down. Lawmakers are taking a look at the mass shootings that have happened during the pandemic and discussing ways to curb gun violence in the U.S. House Subcommittee Chairwoman Sheila Jackson Lee says gun sales during the pandemic have surged and called on Congress to act by passing legislation banning ghost guns and requiring background checks. Ranking member Andy Biggs argued that the mainstream media and members of Congress regularly engaged in the peddling of inaccuracies about gun control measures. The Arizona Republican added, assault weapons, automatic and semi-automatic, are rarely used in mass shooting events. Crews in California are still battling the Palisades fire that's burning in the hills near Topanga Canyon in the Los Angeles area. It's now 66% contained, and the acreage number remains the same at 1,158. No structures have been damaged. One firefighter has suffered a minor injury. The fire began last weekend when a homeless man allegedly set five separate fires in the hills. All evacuation warnings and orders have been lifted. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Here are the major rules for all KKNW Call to Win contests. After our contest on-air cue to call, the first completed call received at 888-298-KKNW or number given at time of contest will be selected and verified as the winner. You could win a prize valued up to $100. To be eligible, you must be at least 18 years old, have not won in the last 30 days, and reside within the KKNW listening area. Complete contest rules are available at 1150kknw.com.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see a 30% chance of showers mainly before 3 o'clock today, then gradually becoming mostly sunny later on this afternoon. High temperatures around 62, 63 degrees. We'll also have a little bit of wind out of the south to southwest at 7 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures dropping down about 47 for Friday. And for Saturday, more sunshine expected. High temperatures around 68, 69. With mostly clear skies in the evening, lows down to about 49, 50. Clouds and slight rain showers returning for Sunday.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Radio. I'm your co-host Nancy. I'm here with Mary Jane, and we have
Lydia
in the studio. Hey, Jenny.
Hi, ladies. Happy holidays to the both of you.
Happy holidays to you. Are you all ready?
For the most part, yeah. I think this is. We've had enough time to think about this one. We've been indoors most of it, so it's gonna be different, but we're gonna get through it.
Okay, I'm jealous. I'm not ready at all, but I'm going to be ready. Okay, it's not holiday season, a lot of live shopping. So, for those of you who are new to the show, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office here in Isqua, Washington. She does the TAP system. the accelerated performance system. It's a form of muscle testing in the body to find out where your nutritional deficiencies are. She then recommends a whole food nutrition, gets in your body, repairs, supports it, and brings your body into balance. Not only does she do that, she also does a technique called NET, Neural Emotional Technique, which helps you unblock all your emotional things, all your emotional baggage, and we all have it. And so, and she also does CRT, cranial relief technique. However, we're not seeing clients in the office, so this time there's very little CRT. Also, you don't have to live in the state of Washington to be a client of Mary Jane's, as she has clients all over the United States and even in London. So we're very
excited.
And Spain. So we're very excited about that. With that, today we are talking about the benefits of technology. So this is going to be a super show, super excited. And with that, Mom.
Well, thank you, Nancy. Thank you. Yeah, so it is an exciting show. We've had so many good things going on here in the office, and I've had the opportunity to learn so much about great technology from the Master Circle, who finds out, gets the information about what's out there, what's new, what helps people the most. And believe me, what I am recommending or talking about is such a little amount of what's out there and coming that's so fabulous to help people improve and change their life. It's one of the common questions I get is, why does this keep happening? Why do I keep getting a gallbladder issue? Why do I keep coming up with the same symptoms?
Why can't I lose weight? Why can't I sleep?
So all those things is because your brain has been drained. You're in this cycle, and it's your brain goes through this pattern and does the same thing. It needs a different pathway or a change in order to change what you're doing and what you're thinking. And we all know that because we talk about in the shows, how do you change your thinking? How do you change what you're eating? All those things you work on, but sometimes it's difficult because they don't stick, and then you go back to old patterns. So and today the buzzword, everything is about the neuroscience of your brain. And it's all about how your brain functions and what's happening that affects the rest of your body emotionally, structurally, and physically. So that is, you know, it makes so much sense. For years I've been talking about your heart is your main battery and your brain is your second battery. Well, your brain, you know, if your heart is in low gear, your brain's going to be in low gear. But if your brain isn't functioning, then you're not getting all those signals to the rest of your body, or your body is not getting the signals to your brain to operate at 100% and be the best you can be.
And I know we talked a little bit on our last show about the brain tap. And I have to say, we got the brain tap units in. They pulled out before I can get them entered into inventory. But it is phenomenal. Talk about a simple, easy way. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mary Jane Maxwell and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane. We have Benny in the studio. Hey, Benny.
Hi, ladies. We got things all worked out. Just want to give a heads up to everyone listening out there. We had a little bit of a technical issue to start the show, but now we are officially live.
We are officially live.
Yeah.
Gotta love technology.
So I know.
Properly. And we have to give a shout out to Jacob. Jacob, thank you for handling the other behind-the-scenes
technology.
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, I like that, Benny. Sound effects. Very cool. Okay.
What are you talking about? That was a real live studio audience. You didn't know that? Oh, well, you didn't know.
I like it. Hey.
I brought them all in, all three of them.
All three of them. Overwhelming.
Right.
Overwhelming. But the
those of you who don't know about Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and does the TAP system, the Accelerated Performance System, which is a form of muscle testing the body, figuring out where your deficiencies are, recommending a whole food nutrition supplement that gets into the body, repairs it, supports it, and brings your body back into balance. Because when your body's in balance, everything functions properly. You also do not have to live in the beautiful Pacific Northwest in order to be a client of Mary Jane, as they have clients all over the United States.
Plus the UK.
And Spain, although our Spain client's back.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, so it's all done by phone or Zoom because she's intuitive. She's able to tap into your energy and figure out what's going on. So, today's topic is creating a life of vibrant health. And if you have a question for Mary Jane, please go ahead and give Benny a call at 1-800-930-2819 to ask your question. I say take advantage while you can. Get the information. As we all know, knowledge is power. So.
And ask any question.
Any question. It could be about a family member. It could be about a pet. No question is off the board right now. All right. Vibrant health, life. Creating a life of vibrant health.
So.
Yeah.
So what does that mean to you? It's like when I talk to people, often they'll say, well, I'm healthy. I don't have any issues. And it's like all relevant. You know, what do you mean? You get used to the way you are. And what does that really mean? You know, you get so that you kind of ignore your stress. You don't really pay attention to it. You're not exercising. You're not doing the thing, eating properly.
Or you're avoiding foods that may irritate your system by making you bloated or gassy or uncomfortable. We kind of just put those out of our diet and we, you know, don't have that problem, but technically you still have the problem.
Exactly. So the topic that I see the most these days is people getting the vaccination. So, and getting the vaccination, I always say, is a personal choice. That's when people ask me, it's totally up to you. And the calls I've been, people think they're going to get the vaccination, and they're just like, their health is, they're immune to everything. They're not going to get sick. Everything's good. The only thing the vaccination does is what they say is that you won't die from COVID. You could still get COVID, but it would be a milder case. So that's still possible. But the biggest thing they say is you just won't die from it. But it's not just about COVID. What about everything else that's going on in your life? And because of all this year, of all the lockup, the mental instability, the loneliness, all the things that have gone on in the past year have created so many other types of conditions. Autoimmune is rising faster than you can imagine because, again, people have been isolated, not really doing the right things for their health, and so all these other conditions are not going away, they're actually getting worse. But people aren't paying attention to that anymore. They're paying attention to COVID. and it's so much more. So even if you do get the vaccination, everybody needs a physician, your backup physician, should have a body worker, Feldenkrais or chiropractor, and you should have a chief wellness officer, and that's my job. So what I do is I'm able to fine-tune you to keep you healthy so you don't really, you go to the physician to get your blood work and get your physical, your checkup. However, you wind up when they see you that you're in really good shape. So if you have a chief wellness officer, then you're always going to stay on target because it's not, people when they come to me, I always say it's not a one-time quick fix deal for whatever's going on with you. What we have here in my office is lifetime care. It's about getting you where you want to be. You're not going to stay that way with today's environment
and the stress and everything going on unless you're guided and checked often to make sure that you stay on that path of wellness. And that's what I do. It's about exercise. It's about eating properly. It's about tools and techniques that can keep you there, like good body work. Again, the Feldenkrais, seeing the chiropractor. We have the brain tap technology. There's so many other tools that are important to keep you in balance and keep the stress off your brain. Today, everything is about neurology and the stress on your brain. It's your heart is your main battery. We always talked about that. And your brain is your second battery. And if your brain is stressed out and always in that fight and flight, then that's reflected in what's going on in the rest of your body. And the rest of your body keeps going around same thing, the same, like the gallbladder symptoms, the same emotional symptoms. You keep repeating the same thing because your body is so well trained that it just goes there. It knows it well. And here's a great thing that I learned recently. I was listening to a brain tap seminar. And the brain tap has to do with meditation, and it has to do with changing in vibration and sound and tone. Has to do with changing your brain and having different pathways so that your brain can change these patterns of what you've done in the past. And so during one of these seminars, Patrick Porter said, never, ever ask your clients to tell you their story. And I do that all the time. I do that all the time. They tell me your story. And he said, because they know that story so well, and you say it over and over again to each and every person you go to, each and every healthcare you go to.
Or every time you come up with the same symptoms or the same thing bothering you, I hear the same story from the client all the time.
And it's a story that's very detailed and ingrained. They know it well. So you don't want to ask what's your story. You want to be able to help them to change that story. So by repeating it one more time, just goes deeper into their subconscious and makes it even stronger. So the idea is to get them out of that story. It's about what do you really want for your future? What do you see yourself, if you could have the best health and feel energy and feel the best, what would that look like? What would you be able to do that you can't do now? So it's about looking ahead at what the possibility is, because you can train your brain to do that. It is researched, it is proven how you can change your brain in a short time to do what you want. The deal is, like, we like brain tap. Well, when you do the brain tap, it's not a quick fix. You don't do it for a few times and think, oh, that's not going to work, or
I'm done.
You have to do it two or three times every day. And the research and the studies that with that, how it changes your brain, are absolutely phenomenal. How it helps dementia in 6 weeks, and they actually do a brain pattern wave, a heart rate variability before and after. So it's all scientifically researched and proven how it works. So that's what...
But tell me, Fred, about the dementia. After 6 weeks,
there's a total change. And some patients have gone back to their doctors, and the doctor saw such great improvement, but he said, I can't change your diagnosis because there's no cure for dementia. And so I can't, like, write down you don't have it anymore. So that's what they're seeing, such big changes in it, because what the brain tap does is helps. It doesn't help. It rebuilds the brain cells. And at one time, it was thought that your brain cells never regenerated. Well, that's not true. So with essential workers, with, like, police and
Their work, they did a big research project with police and with bomb dogs, and the difference it made after the study of 8 weeks was again amazing, to change, take the stress off their body and have a tool that they could change their life and make it better.
Instead of it worked for the hockey team here?
No, the BrainTap is used by hockey teams, football, if the NFL uses them, any high school sports use them. And what it does, taking the stress off their body, and also they're used for brain injuries. So when you, if you have a brain injury, by using the BrainTap, it helps rebuild those cells and helps heal the brain injury, like for concussions. So there's so many great research things, and you can look, go to YouTube and look up some of those videos. But that's just another tool. And my job is to bring you the latest technology and share that with you so that you have tools to make you better. It's like if you don't know these things and you stay the same, you keep doing the same thing, well, you're going to keep getting the same results.
And it's true. I mean, the patterns and being stuck on the hamster wheel, you know, like get me off the ride. I'm ready to get off the ride and move on. So the BrainTap is pretty amazing. So with the BrainTap and your body worker and your chief wellness officer here, you get the whole package. Who doesn't want to feel better, especially in today's world? It's crazy. Our poor clients are stressed to the max. I mean, even though things are starting to get better, or things are starting to open up, everybody still has to wear masks. You know, we're still not free to go out and live our lives like we used to, and people are waiting for that step.
So. Well, people are angry out there. People are
very angry.
Very angry. If they saw you, I forgot my mask one day when I went to a store, and it was like, whoa. And I mean, really did forget it. And I remember it. And went right out and got it. But people, they're attacking other people and very aggressive. And it's, you know, it's all about that energy. You don't want that energy. You want to keep your energy calm and know that all those people that are vaccinated don't have to worry about people that aren't vaccinated. Because if you're immune, you're not going to get it. So look at what you want, whether if you're vaccinated, if you choose not to get vaccinated, respect that, and then look at how you can live a healthy life and boost your immune system no matter what.
Exactly. Well, again, for everybody who's been wearing, you know, for all of us who have been wearing the mask, you know, you're not able to boost your immune system, especially for people who have to wear, you know, 8 to 12 hours a day. You're not boosting your immune system because you're not being
If you really think about it, wearing the mask, unless you change those masks every few hours, it's a disaster. You're really breathing in all that bad stuff. So, you know, if you have disposable masks, they're even an issue because of the toxins in the mask. But you shouldn't be keeping a mask and wearing it for days. But that's a whole other issue. It's like, what is going to make you better? So if you get to wear a mask, either wear the disposable ones, change it, be respectful, don't throw them in the streets or where people, you know, cause more littering, and wear something that's safe if you're going to do that. Yeah.
I wear a gaiter, but I wash it regularly. So I'm very respectful of the rules. I'm a mask wearer where I have to be.
Well, the other thing in our office, we have the air scrubber coat by Valara, and it gets rid of 99.8% or 98.8% of any bacteria, any viruses. And so we could put petri dishes in this office and they'd be totally clean. If you, if we put them in some of your houses that don't have that, you would see all the growth in the petri dish, all the bacteria. Then you put the air scrubber pro in your house, and then put another petri dish in, it would be totally clean. So they're pretty phenomenal. Yeah.
Oh, the air scrubber. Got our air scrubber going constantly.
So it keeps everything sanitized all the time. We don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. All right. So getting back to our definite, or our creating a life of vibrant health. So So a lot of people who have gotten vaccinated are now calling the office with issues or having issues. And the main issue is bile duct. Anger, liver, anger.
Well, the vaccine is, it's like your body thinks it's a poison. It doesn't know what it is. It's not like, oh, I'm getting this vaccine and my body's going to be really happy. It's foreign to the body. So what I see is the body shows up with a lot of toxins, and I mean over-the-top toxins. And then the bile duct, which is part of the liver, the bile duct lubricates the liver to produce bile. That bile goes through the gallbladder into the gut to digest the food. So when that bile duct shuts down, then you don't have the bile in the gut, so people will be bloated, they'll be very tired, they have digestive issues, they just don't feel good, they're not sure what it is, and that's what I pick up on most people is toxins and the bile duct. And they need quite a bit of nutrition to pull them out of it. And they've had to do that after the first vaccine and then again after the second vaccine. And when they did that, they were fine. I had some people that didn't call right away when they got the vaccine and didn't think about it. And then 2 or 3 weeks later, weren't feeling good, but didn't connect it to the vaccine. And they had the same issue. So we were able to help them get back on track. And that's when it's really important to, after the vaccine, to see how your body's handling that and make sure that your immune system is staying up and you're not allowing the toxins to take you down.
Oh, yeah, everybody's like, wow, what is it? And then we've had other clients who had the vaccine and had absolutely no issues whatsoever. So, all right, time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Maxwell on Transmission Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Life-altering diagnosis, you are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune into A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's Trish Lau, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy Alves. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life journey with ease and grace. Nothing nothing will be able to get in your way. But you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activation, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
Stone cold country by the grace of God. I've been dancing every day in 04, pulled up with a license plate from Ohio.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Maxx Fine Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Fancy. I'm here with Mary Jane. He's also my mom, for those of you who don't know. And today we are talking about creating a life in vibrant health. You see how I do that little cheat sheet. If you have a question for Mary Jane, don't hesitate to give her a call. Get your questions answered. 1-800-930-2819. And for those of you who are listeners, have you done your drains lately? Want to throw that out there. Drains are very important. We've been finding a lot of people are forgetting about their drains. So
again, I'll refresh you. What you got to do is put bacon soda, fourth a cup of bacon soda, a couple cups of vinegar, and some Dawn liquid down your each and every drain, except the toilet. And why you do that is because there's mold and mildew down there and crud. And whether you use the bathroom or not, if you don't use the bathroom, it's worse. So you got to run hot water. But otherwise, the gases come up, which you do not smell, and you breathe those in. And what it gives you is a toxic stomach. It actually causes bacteria in your stomach. That bacteria in your stomach goes through your kidney and bladder. And then it can go up to your lungs and cause breathing problems. Now, I see when I tune into these people with COVID, that is a common issue that they have because they have lung issues. And so they're, you know, people go along and they think they're healthy because somebody will say, oh, somebody died and they were really healthy. Well, how healthy were they? They don't really know, because this is something I see people walking around with all the time. Or if you microwave food, you get a toxic stomach. And or eating other bad food, but those are the three main ways you get a toxic stomach. So
food and bad food, let's just reiterate. Well, leftovers are a big deal. They can't be more than 3 days old, otherwise they're gone. So it's like at the ranch, sometimes there's things there, and I'll hear Mary Jane tell that dead, John. It's dead. Don't eat it. It's dead. And my dad doesn't throw anything away. He doesn't like to waste anything, but
we do.
We do. Trying to sneak it in the garbage.
But famous words.
I know you're listening, Dad, but I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But actually, there's times when he'll agree. I'll say, remember how sick you got last time? It was not very much fun. So throw it away.
So that is, again, the big thing with the toxic stomach is the kidney and bladder issues that it causes. If you have urgency, you feel like you've had bladder issues and you're getting up all night. Sometimes you've had something to eat, like in a restaurant, you don't know how they prepared it. That's what I mean, bad food. Sometimes the food can be, you think is good food, but there's something in it or not right about it. And you could eat it and then immediately have urgency where you have to run and go to the bathroom right away. That's from the toxic stomach. But lots of bladder issues, lots of kidney issues, and then breathing, especially the bronchioles. And again, go back to COVID. That's a big thing when people have that. If you already have it, then you get COVID, then you're really in trouble. So, and it also sinus problems. So it's all Chinese medicine, kidney, bladder, lungs. Sinuses all goes together. So that's why you want to make sure and do your drains. It's an easy fix, because sometimes people will call and the reason they got into their issue is just because they haven't done their drains.
And even this, for those people who have really bad drains or have never done their drains.
Yep. You have to do them every week.
Yeah, or bring out the big guns. Just bring out the big guns and do a liquid plumber. We had somebody go on vacation and they got weren't feeling good. And this actually happened to me once too. Called home, I said, hey, I was feeling great. I'm back in this hotel room. I'm feeling crummy. What's wrong? What happened? Did I eat something? The drains in the hotel. So at that point, I just went out and bought a gallon of bleach and did my drains, left, came back, run hot water. I was good to go for the long time.
Well, that's a good temporary fix if you're in the hotel. If you get a quart of, even a quart of bleach, but that'll work to help clean them up for a few days.
Clean it up long enough for me to be there, feel better, and then get the heck out of Dodge. But that's another thing that you don't think about. Hotel rooms aren't, the only time they're doing their drains is when they're backed up, so.
Well, and if you live in an apartment or a condo, those drains are always worse because you're getting backup from all the other drains. And often if people live on water, then their drains can be worse. You just have to do them more often. And if you've never done your drains, I always say do them once a week for about 3 weeks. Then you do them once a month. And you'll notice the difference. If you have pets and the drains aren't done, they'll be itchy and scratching. Kids will get colds, congestion, and it could be just the drains.
Yeah, there's a lot of simple fixes. Doesn't have to be super tragic. All right.
Well, actually, I'm going to interrupt here, ladies. Just 1 second. We actually have a caller. Dr. Pat's going to join us today. And right now, so Dr. Pat, hello.
Hey, thank you.
Hey.
Great to listen to the show, but I really need to come on to talk personally about what you guys are saying. So let me start at the beginning. Mary Jane Mack. For those of you that don't know the depth and the breadth of her work, it is very difficult for me to put into words how mastery shows up in the work she does. You hear her show and she's giving you solutions. But here's what I want to say about her, and I want to start like this because she doesn't do this for herself. She is a premier medical intuitive. She understands the body from both the holistic and the allopathic side. Her history, if you look at her pathway and her journey in life and what she has done in emergency rooms and now where she is today. So what I want to say about her first and foremost is if you've listened to the show at all, you have heard the multitude of people she has helped. I want to start there. But how personal does this get? Many of you have heard me talk about the fact that literally she added a decade onto Linda's mom's life. And she did that in the way that she's doing it and talking with all of you today. I want to talk about this personally because there is a conundrum among my friends. They don't understand why Linda and I, in the middle of a move, me in the middle of two knee replacements, then going and getting COVID shot number one, COVID shot number two, and on the same day moved in to a house twice the size of where it was, and we never missed a beat. They didn't quite understand it. They watched us. They watched Linda carrying tons of boxes in. And they asked us, how is this possible? And I said, Mary Jane Mack. And I said, how many times do I have to tell you people? Mary Jane Mack. And I want to say three things about this. It isn't just Mary Jane Mack. It is what she does, the mastery of how she can tap in and score a part of your body. And I want to tell you this, folks. This is me. I went through two total knee replacements. I went through a major move. I'm running a network. I'm doing my own show. And to be honest with you, I haven't missed a beat. And people ask me how. And I say, Mary Jane Mack. And so what does that even mean? Here's what it means to all of you. I'm just going to say it real quick. I don't want to take up a lot of time. I work with her on a regular basis. She has more tools, whether it's light therapy, whether it's working on the frequencies of your body. She has tools to help you with that. But more importantly, it is how she looks at parts of the body and the mastery in pinpointing something. And then, in her words, giving you a nutrition. And everything she talked about today, I just got to tell you guys, I just moved. And I moved from a place that is exactly like she described. We couldn't get control of the dreams. We couldn't get control of the environment. Now I'm in a different place. And she checks in every week with me on how am I doing? Because she knows my system, my body, if there's something crawling around out there, I'm more likely to get it. But this is the mastery of Mary Jane Mack. And I want to say to all of you, as she talks about this with Nancy so beautifully, so nonchalantly, underneath all of this advice is a lifetime of commitment to all of you, to me, to people that are listening today, because she never gives up on us. And I've watched her. I've watched her with both me. I've watched her with Linda. I've watched her with Linda's mom. I've watched her with other friends and family members that I know. She never gives up. And I have to tell you, there are things in your environment that you're probably thinking, I'm good to go. But you know, that 20-year-old couch that you have in your house that has traveled you with you for four or five different locations, that thing probably has to go. But it's more than that. Mary Jane Mack is a healer. She's a medical intuitive. She is a dedicated person that takes the time and energy to make sure you're right. And here's the other thing I love about this. Once you solve your gallbladder problem, you get to move on to something else. You're not going to be stuck with different parts of your body. So here's what I want to say. The way she's talking about this with Nancy, you know, yes, she goes through this with a lot of people, but Linda and me, I'm telling you, bioducts are clear, gallbladders are cleaned up, we are absolutely have not missed a beat, multiple COVID shots, and moved on the same day as the second shot. And people look at us and say, what are you drinking? Are you drinking marijuana? And the answer is Mary Jane Mack.
And wow, thank you. It's my pleasure.
I have to say it has been fun working with Linda and Dr. Pat. Always tons of fun, tons of laughs with these two girls. Very compliant, though.
Well, I wouldn't say we're very compliant. Okay.
Yes, you are very compliant. Well, we keep you on track.
Yeah, you do. I mean,
you do.
It's a lot to win it with Dr.
But you definitely both were a perfect example of needing so much nutrition just to support you while you lived in that other house because of the environment and the drains. And eventually we found out there probably was water in the walls. And so it took a lot of nutrition just to keep them above that. And as soon as they moved, it was like magic. I mean, the amount of nutrition they needed, it dropped dramatically. Yeah. So now we're more fine-tuning and just making them even stronger.
And yeah, Let me just say one last thing.
That house is killing you two. That's what I kept saying. That house is killing you two. So.
But this seems like the weirdest science fiction stuff. So here's the last thing I want to share. We get ready to look at a new place to live, and I got to check in with Mary Jane. And I say, Mary Jane, how are you scoring it? What's the score? And so we're looking here and there. We finally get to this miracle house. Thank you, Susan and Joe. A beautiful home popped up, walked into it. But Mary Jane says, wait a minute. The plumbing stays at 2. Yeah. Two or three. Okay. Plumbing was scoring a 3. Now, we hadn't walked into the house yet. So we walk into the house, and we meet Joe, and Joe is ripping out the bathroom because there really was a plumbing issue. And it wasn't a small one. It was a major one. He literally was replacing the entire bathroom because there was a leak. So for those of you that are skeptic, this is the kind of thing that somebody like me is skeptical about. But once you get the miracle of this, and once you get to work with her on a regular basis, and your health starts to be vibrant, and my doctors say to me, listen to this story, my doctors and my PT says to me, in all the years that I've been, Sean says yesterday, in all the years I have been doing knees, I have never seen anyone recover from two total knee replacements and be able to turn the cylinder on a bike. And he said, what are you doing? My answer, Mary Jane Mack. So I don't want to take up any more of your time.
Oh,
I just needed
wonderful.
To come in and talk about this because I wanted people to know that everything you guys are talking about, including the drains, including the couch, and by the way, we're going to the furniture store tomorrow to replace the couch. I don't want to take up your time, but I need
to
give people an example.
The couch. You moved into the new house, and the other day she mentioned she had everything clean. And said that I have this couch, and I'm not sure about it, and I'm going to get it clean. Well, I scored it, and it was a 2, and I just said, don't bother, it needs to go. And that's what happened with the couch.
Yeah.
You get to a point where if you don't get everything right, that one thing is going to change. It still is putting off gases that it's going to affect your health. So you did all the right things and trusted and believed. Yeah.
Yep. I am excited to go get my blood work. I've been off of medication from my doctors that I had been on for 2005. I don't even know how long. How long is that, 2005? Benny, what's the math on that? That's 2005 to 2021. I don't know. I haven't taken that medication in
years. 16 years.
I haven't taken that medication in a year. I've gone through 2 total knee replacements. I've gone through COVID shots. I've gone through running a business. And so here we are. Now, how do I tell my medical doctors, I'm doing pretty good. Do you really think you want to put me back on that stuff?
Yeah, not with where you're at today. I know for a while it was a little iffy. They thought about it, but you hung in there and didn't do that, and
right.
You pulled out of it really well.
Yeah. Well, I can't thank you enough. And I want to say something about Nancy for a minute. And Linda. Here's what happens in an organization. You have people like Mary Jane Mack, and you have people like me. And without the Nancys and without the Lindas and without the Jessicas, not a damn thing gets done. And this is the wheel turning, the people behind the scenes that get you what you need on time, that make sure your appointments are right, that wonder, what the heck are you doing? I haven't heard from you. And so this is the tag team of absolutely stunning wellness at its best. Thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Love you.
Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, well, have fun, Linda. I know you've been doing a lot of shopping lately, so can't wait to check in with you later about that. Well, that was great. That's exactly what I do, and I do that for each and every one of you. It's like when you call here and I'm your CWO, well, we're going to make it happen for you. I'm going to guide you every step of the way. It's not just about the nutrition. It's about what are you doing in your life and what are you thinking? I score jobs for people. I score houses. I score cars. I score everything. I score everything in my life. I don't do anything unless it scores good. But for people, when I score things for people like jobs or different things they should do, I'm scoring your energy and how you feel about it. And basically, all I'm doing most of the time is confirming what you already know. And sometimes it might be a little surprise, like the couch thing or, you know, the...
Oh, come on. Don't candy coat it.
So, one gun, if it's two or less, and I'm the one who gets to deliver that bad news. So, it's like, it's not good. It's not good. You know, it's a five. It's not good. And the client will say, what does that mean? And I'll say, yes, yeah, keep looking. Keep looking. It's got to be a seven or better, seven or better. And I feel your eye caller, sometimes Debbie Downer. She's just brutal. She's gorgeous. She does for everything. I don't ask. And sometimes she just busts in and I'll look at her and say, did I ask you? Did I ask you for that?
Sometimes when we're out to dinner and I score the food, she'll say that. Did I ask you? She says, can't we just take a chance sometimes?
Yeah, now we just, you know, live on the edge and just order, you know, randomly off the menu. Yeah.
But when I'm scoring it free, I'm always going to be honest. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what it is for you.
You're brutal.
And when it doesn't work, there's always something better. Always. And that's what's exciting. When I score jobs for people and then they come up with this amazing job, it's like, oh my gosh, you just keep creating it and visualizing it and drawing it to you. And don't look back when it doesn't work.
If it doesn't work for a reason.
Yeah.
It's something better.
Yeah.
It's something better.
You see, what we do here is so much fun and how you're all our family. We want to... you to be the best you can be in every way, and come join our family. Well, they love that.
Party. Every day's a party. Every day's a party in the office. And if you'd like to call and get an appointment, because I know there's tons of you out there just saying, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to wait a little bit longer. What are you waiting for? Our office number is 888-777-4232, that's 888-777-4232, or you can call 425-392-0659. And you can always email us at info@maryjanerock.com.
Yeah, and don't wait, because time goes by. Be the best you can be today.
Let's start now.
Yeah. And remember, it's not just about you. It's what about your family? Look around. Who do you think might be able to use our help? And so give our information to other people. If you think you're really good, what about your husband? What about your kids? We work with kids all the time. And kids are so easy and pop out of things so quickly. I'll tell you a quick story about a client I have on the East Coast and has a seven-year-old, and the seven-year-old had an issue with wetting the bed. You know, they had the diaper type things on, but for 7 years, since he was little, all 7 years, called and I put him on. All he needed was some nutrition. He had some microbes, like parasites, little tiny bugs.
Just say parasites.
Well, people ask, well, how do you get that? Well, you have a poor digestive system. If your digestive system is not good, then the parasites take over and can cause, like in little kids, like they wet their beds, they can have allergies, eczema, stomach aches all the time.
Well, and how do you get parasites? Our parasites sometimes come in chocolate, lettuce, iceberg lettuce,
yeah,
things like that.
Sometimes they're born with it too. Sometimes one of the parents have it. So,
okay, yeah. So go ahead. So 7 years old.
7 years old, and they started the nutrition, only needed four tablets. Started the nutrition, and something happened, and she didn't get the order, so she missed, like, was on it 3 weeks. And I told her when she started, you cannot miss a day, or you have to start the 8 weeks all over. So something happened, didn't get her order, missed it, and...
that was not my fault, by the way.
Yeah, that was not your fault. This was something totally different. And so when she got the product again, I said, you have to go 8 weeks and do not... 12 weeks. I said, you got to go 12 weeks now and cannot miss, and then do not stop until I say it's okay. Well, at the end of the 12 weeks, we had a phone consult, and 5 days before, I told her that it's not going to happen, probably not going to stop wetting the bed till right the whole time. And 5 days before the 12 weeks was up, he stopped wetting the bed and has not had that problem since then. So that's you know, pretty...
This little
guy called his grandma and said, "Grandma, guess what? I can sleep through the night now, and I'm dry," and was so proud. So, yeah, so little kids can change pretty fast. And when people say, "Well, how am I going to get the nutrition in them?" I always say, if you can't get your kid to take nutrition, it's not a child problem, it's a parent problem. So there's always a way, you just have to figure it out.
You don't make a big deal about it. You crush it up, put it in some applesauce, flop it down, you're good to go. Don't make a big, "Oh, we're going to have this medicine now," or nutrition.
And I always call it nutrition,
yes.
Not medicine.
It's not medicine.
But there's always a way to do it, but exactly like Nancy says, you don't make a big deal about it.
You crush it up and you soak it down, you move on. You go on. But again, think of how that little boy, that little seven-year-old felt about no longer wetting the bed. I mean, that's huge, because you know that's going to play on his emotions and he's going to carry that baggage with him as he got older if that problem didn't get solved.
Yeah, and he was really more reserved, more timid, more, and that's all because of it. And he couldn't go to other kids' houses.
No sleepovers.
No sleepovers. And because at times he wanted to do that, but he couldn't do that.
He's too embarrassed.
So anyway, kids are so easy with other things.
Pets are easier than kids too.
Yeah.
So all right. So we are almost out of time. What is your message?
My message is, don't wait. Pick up the phone and call. We have something for everybody. It doesn't matter. Just don't think, "Well, can she help me?" Of course we can help you. We can help everybody.
But again, if she can't help you, she's going to be honest enough to say,
exactly,
"I cannot help you."
If I cannot help you, I would refer you out or let you know. Absolutely.
We don't want people who we can't help.
No.
We only want people who we can, you know,
that are going to be successful.
Successful.
And we want people that are committed. That's the other thing. I don't want to, we're not here to do your quick fix. We're here for your commitment, for your journey as you go on and want to stay well.
Exactly. Anything else?
Well, that
kind of sums it up.
But the big thing is that we're here for, it's not a quick fix. We don't keep calling to get one thing issue done. It's an ongoing process, and you just stay that way instead of waiting until you have a catastrophe to call.
Yeah. All right. You've been listening to Mary Jen Maxwell of Transformation Talk Radio. I'd like to thank everybody who's listening.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Thank you to Dr. Pat, and thank you to Linda and Jessica and Jacob and Olivia, everybody behind the scenes, and of course our wonderful Benny. And I have to thank, obviously, Papa, my dad, for listening. I'm sure I'll have my list when I get home. Be kind, Papa, be kind. All right, and I guess we will catch you all next month, the third Thursday at 11 on Transformation Talk Radio. Thanks for listening, everyone.